Okay. No. So, Sabbath blessings, my precious brethren. Why is it echoing? Sorry, sisters. I'm going to put down this. Now, this time, do you hear me clear? Hello? Sabbath blessings. What's happening? Is it working? All right. Thank you. Because it was echo. It was echoing. All right. So, Sabbath blessings again, my precious brethren and visitors, if we have. Welcome to our children's study. And any prayer that you want to include before we kneel for our opening prayer. So we, yeah, prayer for Sister Soom. Yeah, we'll keep pray for her. Many unspoken from Sister Mindy. And also, unspoken from Brother Dwayne and Brother Joe. Many unspoken. Sister Pam unspoken. And Sister Novi or Sister Jade unspoken. Jania unspoken. So also pray for all the frontliners and all the plans in furthering the Lord's work. Sister Ida unspoken. Okay. All right. So, if all the prayers are put in, may unspoken as well for me and my family. So, let's get our knees, get on our knees. May unspoken from Sister Hannah. Okay, please. Sister Alvi as well. Sister Alvi says unspoken. So please get on our knees and bow our hearts. Okay, let's bow your hearts. Our merciful Father, with grateful heart, we come to you to praise you, Father, for the wonderful things you have done to us this past week. And thank you for giving us one day again, this Sabbath day, which we always waited, Lord, every week. This day of rest from our temporal care, so we can meditate upon your holy words. You know all the petitions, our petitions, Lord, and you are delighted to grant the best answer to our numerous unspoken and spoken prayers. Thank you for the good help, for all the provisions you have supplied, for keeping us warm in this cold weather. And we also pray, Father, for healings, especially for Sister Soom and the other of our, and the rest of our brethren. We pray that you touch them, Lord, with your healing hands, that they can be whole again and be back serving you. Please, Father, bridle my tongue and the rest that will speak for you later. And thank you, Lord, for this time that we are going to partake in the Holy Communion to remember your sacrifices, offering your life to us so we can have the salvation. So we praise you, Lord, for thy matchless love. We plead also for thy grace and for the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, Lord, to be our controlling power as we strive to perfect our character. And we lift you all the plans in the ministry to bless them, Lord, and that we may preach the message around the world. Bless us, Father, as we offer to you ourselves and be part of this grand work. And lastly, Father, forgive us and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness through the blood of our Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay. Okay. So, again, before we proceed to our lesson, we shall be hearing your praises. Any wonderful experience that you have with the Lord, how He blessed you, or everything, even trials. Yeah, those are still blessings. So you can share them, your praises and thanksgiving. Just put them in. Our chat room, and I will be reading it later. So, I want to start with my praise. The week just passed by so quickly, you know, we are already on the third week of January 2025. And we look forward to, we keep longing to go back home, to be with the Lord. So we thank the Lord for how fast the days are, passing by. It's just saying that we are going home. So thank you, Jesus. And I thank the Lord also for everything He has done for us, for providing all our needs and the grace sufficient for us, for all the answered prayers as well. Even those that sometimes we didn't ask for, we just say, we just wish we could have that. But the Lord is full of surprises. He even gives the desire of our heart. So praise the Lord and thank you, Lord. It says in Psalms 143, verse 1. Let me pause it. Yeah, it says that, hear my prayer. This is our, should be our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answers me, and in thy righteousness. So amen to that. And lastly, I would praise the Lord for His always, His great is thy faithfulness, according to the song. So in return, we also must be faithful to Him. So sometimes we cannot do it alone, or most of the times we cannot do it alone. We need His grace. So everything we owe unto Him, our loving Savior, for we are nothing without Him. So thank you, Lord. And now I see some praises here from Sister Hannah. I would like to praise the Lord for this blessed Sabbath day. The answered prayer, rest, and comfort from this day. Amen. Thank you, Sister Hannah, for sharing. And now Sister Pam also has her praise. I want to praise the Lord for this beautiful Sabbath day and for giving us eyes that see colors. Amen. Just a simple thing, but praise the Lord for that. And also eyes to see the light. And this is from, thank you, Sister Pam. And now from Brother Damian. Brother Damian says, praise the Lord for blessings, His goodness, and all His kindness to us. Praise the Lord for plants and animals and the awesome snow we got. And praise God for communion Sabbath and that He gives us testimonies and praises to share. Amen. Thank you, Brother Damian. Praise the Lord for your praise. And Sister Junia, praise the Lord for our roof that has been fixed. Amen. This is another prayer too. That's been fixed this week for wisdom throughout my school, homeschool, even for the snow, even it's so cold. Praise His name, Sister Jania. From Sister Ida, I praise the Lord for all that He does and will continue to do. Yeah, let's keep praising the Lord from time to time. Sister Jade, Thank you, Sister Ida. Sister Jade, this is her praise. I praise the Lord for safety and for this beautiful Sabbath day. I also praise Him that I got a good grade on my science test. Amen. So that is a promise, Sister Jade. When we seek Him, He will give us wisdom as well. So praise His name. Sister Luna, praise God for all the beautiful flowers, animals for our church family. Praise God for Anthony and Daddy Baby that they will have. Yes, all the children are blessing. They are entrusted to us, parents. So they are the bundles of joy for the family. All right, Sister Hannah, again, I also would like to praise the Lord that He is... Thank you, Sister Luna. Sister Hannah says, I would like to praise the Lord that He is helping me to trust Him more and more, and for His church and my church family and the encouragement the Lord often gives through my church family. Amen. So, yeah, praise the Lord. Sister Hannah, Sister Mindy, praise the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for His word and the truth He has blessed us with, my beloved church family and online ministry, Sister White's writing, and for preparing us for this last day. Praise the Lord, we are able to gather for the Lord's Supper this Sabbath and His many, many blessings and His wonderful love. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mindy. And from Sister Barbara, she said, praise the Lord for His troubled mercies and for my son-in-law healing. And the Lord is so merciful. That is true. Praise the Lord, Sister Barbara is always. His mercy endureth forever. Okay, so thank you. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. And now we are going to our story. This is found in Sketches from the Life of Paul. We are now in pages 63 to 67, chapter 6, Jew and the Gentile, part 1. So I encourage you to please read with me. Let's start. The next day, after the stoning of Paul, remember the story from the last week, he was stoned, the apostles left the city according to the direction of Christ. When they persecute you in this city, what does the Lord says? Flee into another. So they set out for Derbe, where the blessings of their labor led many souls to embrace the truth. But both Paul and Barnabas returned to visit Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. The fields of labor where they had met such opposition and persecution. Many people in the truth in all those places. Many people believe in the truth in all those places. And the apostles felt it was their duty to support and uplift their brethren who faced criticism and fierce opposition. They were determined to securely bind off the work they had done so that it might not spread. Each church appointed elders and established the proper order, so that is the gospel order in every church, in our church. Soon after, Paul and Barnabas returned to Antioch in Syria, where they once again labored, and many Gentiles there embraced the doctrine of Christ. However, certain Jews from Judea caused a general stir among the believing Gentiles by bringing up the issue of circumcision. With great assurance, they asserted that circumcision and the adherence to the entire ceremonial law were necessary for salvation. Okay. Let us continue. Where did we end? This was
as soon after Verduna. Salvation. So this was a crucial question. This was a crucial question that significantly impacted the church. Paul and Barnabas met it with promptness and opposed introducing the subject to the Gentiles. The believing Jews in Antioch were against them and supported the Judean side. There was significant disagreement within the church regarding this issue. Eventually, the church of Antioch realized that any further discussion would lead to a split. So they sent Paul, Barnabas, and some responsible men from Antioch to Jerusalem to bring the issue to the attention of the apostles and elders. They scheduled their meeting with delegates from various churches and those attending the upcoming annual festivals there. Meanwhile, the responsible men of the church were to put a stop to all the controversy until they made a final decision. The various churches across the country were then required to universally accept this decision. So when the delegates from Antioch arrived in Jerusalem, they informed the assembly of the churches about the success of the ministry and the confusion it caused. So they had what? The council order, and all the leaders of the church were there to talk about the issue, and then they come to the decision which needed to be accepted by the entire churches. So when the delegates from the Antioch arrived in Jerusalem, they informed the assembly of the churches about the success of the ministry and the confusion it caused. As some converted Pharisees believed that Gentile converts needed to undergo circumcision and adhere to the law of Moses to be saved, most Jews were not prepared as quickly as God's providence paved the way. As the apostles worked among the Gentiles, it became evident to them that a greater number of Gentiles would become Christians than Jews. Yeah, like in our days now. If they did not make the restrictions and ceremonies of Jewish uniqueness that set Jews apart from all other people, would eventually disappear among those who embrace the gospel truth. So the assembly warmly discussed the issue of circumcision. The Gentile converts live in a community of idolaters. These ignorant and superstitious people offered sacrifice and offering to senseless idols. The Jews fear that by buying items offered to idols and thereby endorsing idolatrous worship, the Gentile converts would bring Christianity into disrepute. Also, the Gentiles were accustomed to eating flesh of animals that had been strangled, and they practiced catching the blood that flowed from the victim of the sacrifice and drinking it or using it in the preparation of their food. So the Jews received divine guidance on the type of food they should consume. Blood should flow from the body when killing beasts. Otherwise, it was not considered healthy meat. So the Gentiles, particularly the Greek, were known for their extreme licentiousness. Many of them, upon accepting Christianity, reconciled the truth with their unsanctified nature and continued to engage in fornication. Jewish Christians, unable to tolerate such immorality, deemed it highly appropriate to introduce circumcision and ceremonial law observance to the Gentile converts as a measure of their sincerity and devotion. The question thus brought into consideration of the council seemed to present insurmountable difficulties. Viewed in whatever light. But the Holy Ghost had already settled this problem upon the decision of which depended on the prosperity and even the existence of the Christian church. Grace, wisdom, and sanctified judgment were given to the apostles to decide the vexed question. So, that will be our next topic next week, the decision about the issue brought up by the Judean Jews regarding the circumcision for the Gentiles. So now we will be hearing a special song before we proceed to our question and answer. So Brother Dwayne, thank you for playing. It is posted twice. Okay, what advice did God give his disciples if they were under persecution, in one city? Is it A, rest for a while, B, fleeing into another city, or C, fight those that persecute them? A, B, or C? And yes, the correct answer is letter B. They have to flee into another city when they were being persecuted in that place or the field of labor in that place. All right, for my second question, very good. Everyone got it correct. Amen. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Jesus. All right, for my second question, in Matthew 10:23, we have to fill in the blanks. But when they blank you in this city, blank ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the blank of blank till the Son of Man be calm. So, yeah, we will always encounter these things, opposition. All right, let's see answers now. We have how many blanks? 4 blanks. All right, the first blank is persecute. Flee, the second. The third is cities and Israel. Very good. Yeah, everybody got it right. Good job. Yes, thank you, Sister J. They got it right too. Very good, everyone. Now for my third question. When they fled from Lystra, where did the apostle go? So when they fled from Lystra, where they were being persecuted, where did they go? Is it A, Derbe, B, Syria, or C, Philistine? Yeah, A, B, or C. Okay, please read. Remember in our story, they were from Lystra and they fled to what city? Yeah, all right. The correct answer is letter A, the city of Derby. Let me see what. Oh, that's okay. The correct answer is they fled to Derby. And there are many converts over there. And then they went back again to that place, Lystra. It's fine. It's okay. That's fine. You're all good, okay? Number four. All right, here it is. Number four, what was the result of their labor in Derbe? A, they were also persecuted. B, they faced impulsion from the city. Or C, many souls embraced the truth. A, B, or C? So what was the result? I see an answer here then. I see from others. Okay. There's a question mark. Let me wait from others, from some answers. Okay, we got, all right, the correct answer is, very good this time. You got it correct. You're good, Sister Easy. It's letter C, many souls embrace the truth. Amen. Thank you. Everybody got it correct. Good job. Number five. Did Paul and Barnabas never return to visit Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra after they had met opposition and persecution? They never go back there anymore. What do you think? Yes or no? Because many opposers are there. They met many opposers there. Yes or no? And, okay, good job again. The correct answer is no, they went back there. Many people, when they came back, many people believed them as they present the truth. And the apostles felt that it was their duty to support those who believed because they faced what? Criticism and opposition too. So they went there to strengthen those believers. Very good. So the correct answer is no. Good job. They returned. They come back to Iconium, Lystra, and Antioch. Number six question. Who in Antioch caused confusion among the Gentiles, claiming they embraced the doctrine of Christ. They were the one who claimed that they believe in the doctrine of Christ, but they caused confusion. Is it A, apostles, B, certain Jews from Judea, or C, the Romans? A, B, or C? They were the one who caused confusion and brought up some issue. Okay, the correct answer. Very good, everyone. You got it all correct. Letter B. They are the Jews. Good job. Some answers are still coming in. Good job, everyone. All are correct. Praise the Lord. Now for my number seven question, and this will be my last because we're already in the 12:30. What dispute did the Jew from Judea raise? What is their question? Issue? A, to introduce circumcision and ceremonial law, observance to Gentiles as a measure of their sincerity and devotion, to remove B, their slippers every time they enter the temple, or C, because they are not Israelites. And the correct answer, yes, indeed, letter A, they want to bring in the circumcision and to observe the ceremonial law to those that the new converts from Gentiles. Good job, and praise the Lord. Now I would like to thank you all for your participation, though we were not able to finish the questions. And thank you for learning with me. All right, and next Sabbath we will continue about the ministry of Paul. Praise the Lord for all the participation, for the blessing and the lessons that we learn. All right, so this time you will be hearing Sister Mindy's voice. Thank you, everyone. God bless. Love you all.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you for this study, Sister Janiza. Okay, so I always like to do this the beginning of every year, and we're going to go over each of the Ten Commandments individually and study each one. So this Sabbath, we're going to study commandment number one. So Brother Joe, if you can please get us started. First question. Thou shalt have no other blank before blank. And that's Exodus 20, verse 3. Very good. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Very good. Question number 2. The first commandment is about A, stealing, B, murder, C, coveting, or D, loyalty. Very good. The first commandment is about loyalty. We are to be loyal to God and have no other gods. All right, question number 3. The creator of the universe declares he is our God and our deliverer and asks us to demonstrate our love for him by having no other, is it A, animals, B, food, C, gods, or D, toys? Very good. It's C, gods. We are to have no other gods. All right, question number 4. The first commandment is the first of a series of 4 that define our relationship with our, is it A, earthly father, B, heavenly father, C, guardian angel, or D, older sibling? Brother Matthew, maybe try refreshing. Very good. The answer is B, Heavenly Father. The first commandment is the first of a series of four that define our relationship with our B, Heavenly Father. All right. Next question. Establishing, developing, and maintaining a personal relationship with the true and living God is the most important blank we can ever make. Is it A, wish, B, promise, C, commitment, or D, decision? Waiting for everybody to put their answers in. The correct answer is commitment. And yes, it is the most important decision as well. So if you have, so if you put decision, D, I'll give you credit for that one, okay? Because first we have to make a decision, right? That God is the most important person in our life. All right. All right, on to the next question. The primary focus of the first of the Ten Commandments in God's Word reads, "Thou shalt have no other gods before." Is it A, God, B, me, C, Jesus, or D, thee? Very good. It's me. God says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." He's talking about himself. Very good. Question number 7. We should love, honor, and respect God so much that he alone is the blank authority and model in our lives. Is it A, supreme, B, main, C, true, or D, all of the above? Very good. The correct answer is D, all of the above. He alone is the supreme authority. He is our main authority. He is our true authority. All of the above. Question number 8. We should allow nothing to prevent us from serving and blank God. Is it A, obeying, B, honoring, C, loving, or D, all of the above? Very good. It's D, all of the above. We are to obey God, honor God, and love God with all our heart. All right. Question number 9. Anything or anyone could be a god, true or false. Anything or anyone could be a god, true or false. The answer is true. People can put a person as their God or a thing as their God. Yeah. They could be, yep, they are false gods. That's why I put a small g. Because they're not our God. They're false gods. All right. Last question. Yes, Sis Jana, but to other people, they think of it as their God. If they don't believe in our God, which is our Heavenly Father, then they have, like, say, you know, they think of Mary as their God, or they think of Buddha as their God. So, yes, they're false gods, but they can't. We know that they're not gods, but people can put things or people as their gods. That's what I'm referring to. All right, so give me some examples of what could be considered other gods, and I'll say other false gods, okay? I should have clarified that, and I'll change that in my lesson. I'll put false gods, okay? So give me some examples of what could be considered false gods, okay? So first one is Dagon. Yes, Dagon was a false god. Ashley puts food, people, objects, celebrities, animals, cars, money. I mean, the list could go on and on, right? Idols, objects, self, says Janea, I'm sorry. Money, Sister Pam says. Sister Mary says celebrity, man-made god like the golden calf, yep. And Ryan Novi or Jade says Baal, yep. Geneva, self, ambition, money, work. Absolutely. A career could be somebody's god. Anything that you put before God is a false god, okay? Just to clarify. Cars, phone. Oh, yeah, there's so many that they can't live without their phone. Janice says sports. Yep, sports can be a god. Then we got TV, toys, worshiping people. Yes. And then Sister Hannah says, other people, items we own, money, etc. iPad. Brother Gilbert says, food. Self is a good one. It seems to be the most prominent today. Yeah, and, you know, people take selfies. You know, what does that tell you? You know, they're all about themselves. You know, put themselves above everything. Work, money, self, yep, food. Oh, phone is a good one, too, yep. These are great examples, everyone. Thank you. You know, now you know, we understand the people who worship nature and not who made nature. Yes, they worship the creation and not the creator, right? Amen. That's a good one. Very good, everyone. You did a great job. All right, so now we're going to go on to our Ten Commandments. If you can get your Bibles ready, we're going to be going over the commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5. All right. So let me know when you're ready. Deuteronomy chapter 5. All right, people are getting ready. Okay, so I'm going to make it very easy on you all. I'm going to give you the verse, and you tell me what commandment that is and what is that commandment, okay? So this will be very easy. All right, so we're ready. Let's get going here. Okay, the first verse I want you to look up in Deuteronomy chapter 5 is verse 17. Give me the commandment number and what that commandment is, okay? Verse 17. If it's a short verse, please type in the whole verse in the chat room. As it is, the verse, as it is in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Waiting for everybody to get their answers in. All right. Very good. That is verse 17 is commandment number 6. Thou shalt not kill. All right. On to the next one. I want you to look up verse 11. Look up verse 11. Waiting for everybody to get their answers in. Give me the commandment number and what is that verse? Very good. Verse 11 is commandment number 3, and it reads, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. All right. On to the next one. This is going to be verses. We're going to look up verses 8 through 10. What commandment is that? And you don't have to put the whole verse in because it's pretty long. What commandment is that? What number of commandment is that? 8 through 10. All right, we're getting our answers in. That is commandment number 2, and it reads, Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. It is the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. All right. On to the next one. I want you to look up verse 20. We're looking at verse 20. Very good. Verse 20 is commandment number 9. Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right. All right, on to the next one. We're going to look up verse 16. What commandment is verse 16? And this is a commandment with a promise if we obey it. A very important commandment. They're all important, but this is the only one that has a promise with it if we obey. Very good. That is commandment number 5. And it reads, Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. All right, on to the next one. You guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. All right, I want you to look at verse 18. And that's a short one. We could put that whole verse in the room. Verse 18. Right. Verse 18 is commandment number 7. Neither shalt thou commit adultery. All right. On to the next one. I want you to look up verse 21. Verse 21. All right, pray everybody get their answers in. Verse 21. All right. Verse 21 is commandment number 10. Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. All right. Next one, it's going to be verses. And we're looking at verses 12 through 15. What commandment is in verses 12 through 15? Waiting for everybody to get their answers in. And I'll start reading it. That is commandment number 4. And it reads, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. All right, on to the next one. We're looking up verse 7. All right. Verse 7, that is commandment number 1. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. And now we're on to our last one. We're going to look at verse 19. And you can put that whole verse in the room. It's pretty short. Look at verse 19. Okay, very good. Verse 19 is commandment number 8. Neither shalt thou steal. All right, praise the Lord. You all did a great job. And then for this Sabbath, we had an assignment. We were to memorize commandment number 3. Because we're doing our odd number commandments. We did commandment number 1 last time we had our children's Sabbath. We didn't have children's study, but the Sabbath before we did commandment number 1. Now we're doing commandment number 3. And if you can please, and this is going to be how it's worded in Exodus 20. So if you can start typing, and actually I think, yeah, they are. They're both worded the same in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and Exodus 20. So type in commandment number 3. Without looking, all right, and do your best you can, and put that verse in the room, please. Waiting for everybody to get their you know, when you're memorizing your verses, if you want to, you and your siblings, you know, can, you know, without looking at the Bible, can work with each other on it and you know, tell each other the verse. That's a good way to do it. Or writing it down is a good way to memorize. You know, write it from your memory. Sometimes that's really good. Just some suggestions or practice with your parents. So good ways to memorize verses, okay? All right, so it's commandment number 3, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Very good. You guys did a great job. So next Sabbath, we're going to be going over 5, commandment number 5, all right? So let's work on memorizing that commandment. So next Sabbath, we can type that in the room, all right? You all have a blessed Sabbath. I love you all. God bless. And I will see you next Sabbath.